This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta Wednesday defended his actions concerning a 2008 plea deal for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who has now been charged with sex trafficking underage girls. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says in 2008, when he was U.S. Attorney in South Florida, he and his prosecutors prevented local prosecutors from letting billionaire Jeffrey Epstein walk on sex trafficking charges.
Letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward would have been absolutely awful.
Acosta says just a threat of federal charges forced Epstein to a state plea deal that included some jail time and being labeled a sex offender. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the U.S. accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there's no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program, and there's no way to read this as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payments from the international community. Kazim Gharib Abadi is Iran's ambassador.
The United States has imposed economic terrorism against some states, including through imposition of sanctions and extraterritorial application of them. The sadistic tendency of the United States to use illegal unilateral sanctions as an instrument to coerce sovereign states and private entities should come to an end.
Iran is already reeling from sanctions that Mr. Trump reimposed on the Islamic Republic when he pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories for sanctions relief. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. UN diplomats from